comments from people participating about, well, I suppose we have, I don't have the kind of figure, so we'll have about a week now, I'm sending them, Mr. Gray. But I would say we have about 4,200 that responded, and it was way ahead of the polls. These people are.
Because you people are the responsible chief.
What the heck, you're basically executives of all work, very true across.
This poll, Mr. President, these were all hired, they were small businessmen in this particular poll. All small businessmen, they weren't association executives.
Oh, I thought you meant association.
No, I don't know about my association, I represent the tire industry.
Yeah, you're a target.
This is why we were in Las Vegas, and these were our people who were there, including tire dealers in Japan, and Mexico, and South Africa, and England, and France, and everywhere. So it's a good broad-based factor. And incidentally, we had several resolutions on the floor on some of the issues on the platform, particularly on the Democratic platform on profit sharing and welfare people and so forth.
I bet they were down on some of those.
Well, you better believe. Yeah. In fact, we have a great deal of trouble getting people to work. All you have to do is mention the welfare issue, and you have the tire dealers.
Full of the facets of tell, you know, basically. That's a relatively small. The difficulty is when you go read
work something out, and then we'll be in the meeting. We want you to know that. Keep it effective.
We'd like to.
Mr. President, you have a friend in Florida who's in the air business. That's right close to your place down there.
You mean Raboso?
Yes.
Well, he started the fire.
Yes, yes, in the therapist.
Still has.
He did retreads and recaptures by very close friends. And at the present time, he has a decent move about it in a bank and so forth. But still has service there. He doesn't operate it and rents it out. But he got his start in tires.
That's what I understand.
I checked with some of our Florida.
He's a Raboso. That's right. That's his background. He's a tire man. You often kid about it. I go back many years. I remember, of course, in the old days, changing the tire or something. And have the tire tools. You ever take an old 33 and a half, you try to take it off the tire tools, and then patch it with a cold patch, or vulcanizing, of course, is the more modern way. Do it on the road, pump it up, hook it back in, scrounge it back on that iron thing. Huh? You know, being a tire man then, you really had to have it.
I started the tire business in 1930.
You went through all this?
Yeah, I went through all that. Yeah. Well, I remember they bought it at 33 and a half, and then it was a 31.4, which the Dodge used.
And eventually they got into the balloon tires, you call them.
So that was 1929.
Right.
And up we went, I went through the whole business. I was some tires in the center of the racing department for a while.
How old?
I remember
you probably know Brad Tully then.
Yes.
You know, his ads are terrific. I think he's a great guy. I mean, goes on then. But I don't know what SDP is, but he sure tells me.
That was the second reception, Mr. President. We had right after the ASA.
Racing, right. It was great. They're an airport. They're a great guy. They're breathing themselves. Try to be very strongly pro-American, patriotic.
Oh, they're great.
Like that, it's another group that's very much like them in a very different way, are the Rodeo people. All those harsher part, cowboys and the rest of the guys, they're hell bent for leather, and they wear the flag.
Second largest spectator, auto racing, second largest spectator is Ford Mustang after Mercedes.
Second what?
Porsche.
The people don't bet auto racing.
Do they bet? I don't think so.
You don't get that at the tracks.
I don't know why it would be a good bet, though. I mean, there's so much uncertainty in it. I mean, you know, a car breaks down or something like that sort of thing. But it's really a spectator's turn. Horse racing, people only go because of the betting, in my opinion. I don't care for it myself. I mean, that's me. My friends don't bet. But horse racing, to me, is just a long, long wait between the races and everybody not trying to figure out, you know. About once a year, that's enough.
Oh, we went to Kentucky Derby together.
Yes, we did. Yeah.
If you're interested in racing, you'd be interested to know that Larkin and Ben Tripp, Cornell, they've done some quite a few of the drivers out there. And we are now retreading those white track tires that the young kids use in these great
drag races.
Yes, well, so. And it's quite a thing. I was amazed. We had 16 exhibits on mag wheels. And I never heard of mag wheels. You know, just a few years ago. And they made these wheels out of magnesium, and the word mag became sort of a symbol. And these kids show these mag wheels like you can't believe, and put them on their cars, and they astound you when they move on.
Good luck.